Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Yeah.
and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that guy, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, you know, I do not deserve any of those accolades. I'm the lowest man on the totem pole in poetry. However, I do get the distinct honor of sitting in the co-pilot seat next to one of the baddest cats to ever pick up a pen and pad by the name of Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And it's always Friday Eve, a.k.a. Thursday night, when it's the Get Down. And these two brothers coming to have some fun with some poetry and having some fun with everybody else. Good to be next to you, Van. How's everything, bro?
Oh, man, it's good to be next to you, too, bro. But after that intro, man, I thought you was talking about somebody like Gil Scott Heron, you know, maybe Paul Lawrence Dunbar, W.E.B. Du Bois, you know.
I told Gil Scott about you a long time ago. God rest his soul. But I got to tell him about you before he passed, and he was like, sounds like a good brother. You need to keep him on your side, man, and I hope to hear some great things from you. I was like, Gil, you don't know. This cat Poetic, this cat something different, bruh. This cat something different.
Man, yeah.
He said, hey, if it's coming y'all from you,
y'all
and from
it.
Your lips to God's ears, man. And then he went home to heaven knowing that
man.
Poetic was coming on the scene.
Yeah,
knowing.
It is, man.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I got a typed up letter. Signed, authenticated from William Shakespeare himself, saying, and I quote, doth here this gentleman by the name of John Robinson, Sir John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the Wise Son, doth his quill in such a way that even the magnitude of the multitude of this age has to bow down and pay homage to such a great poet. I, William Shakespeare, authenticate this and approve as well. And he stamped it, bro. I got it right here.
You know, I didn't want to do this. I was going to save this for your birthday next year.
Let me open this up.
And it says, and I quote, let it be known on this April morning when Van Meadows Jr. was born, and to wit I so proclaim that he shall be an outstanding poet with thee. He shall have pen in hand, ink for his quill, ideas are plentiful, blessings upon blessings. God shall anoint him as such, as do I. Allow me to say from the village of Harlem, we are happy to make sure that he is amongst the greats. So signed. Oh, my God. How do I read this? Langston Hughes. My sweet Jesus.
Oh, man.
I've been holding this for the longest. It's in a. I know I ruined the envelope because this was going to be your birthday present for next year, but I couldn't hold it no more. Langston Hughes knew you was coming, and because I went to Lincoln, I was talking to Gil Scott, and he said, hold it. I need you to do me a favor. Hold this until 2022. You'll understand. I was like, you can get this to me in Harlem. He was like, no, I don't have much time, but you'll understand in 2022. Make sure he has this. And it just had VM on it, Baltimore MD. And this was 1979 when we had that conversation. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
This was
okay.
a fantastic, fantastic meeting of the minds, and I'm just saying. Listen. I'm so humbled. I am so humbled. I mean, these cats, they were throwing bones on the floor, and it was like, John, just sit here because something's coming your way. And I was like, stop playing, man. I got stuff to do. And they were throwing bones and some other stuff, and Langston Hughes was like, you will meet this guy. He's a good dude. He's a young man right now, but you'll understand. Just hold this till 2022. All right, Robinson? I was like, not a problem. And then Langston went home to God. And soon after that, a couple of years after me and Gil Scott spoke, he went home, and I was like, wow. And who would have known? Who would have known? And you remember when we met, how long did I hug you?
Oh, man, it was a good little minute, man. It was a good little minute.
Come on now. That wasn't a John Robinson thing. That hug was from the ancestors. Gil Scott put that in you. Langston Hughes, Paul Barr Dunbar. I was like, wow, this was just pure energy. So, listen. When I told Mommy that I knew you and she didn't believe me, I had to send her the picture. Because, I had your picture all over my living room when I was a little kid. And she's like, you don't know these people, so take them down. You met Willie Mays. You met Reggie Jackson. But you don't know Van Meadows and Langston Hughes. And Gil Scott, she didn't like him because he thought he was an alcoholic, but he was a great man. And when she played the record, she understood where I was going. But, bruh, Mommy knows you now. Mommy knows you. She was like, I take you back. I thought you were crazy.
Y'all hear this. Remind me next show to tell y'all just what Malcolm X had to say about J-Rob. Remind me. That was an extensive conversation. You know what? We're not going to get into it tonight. Man, listen. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300 if you're listening online. Please dial in. Press 1 to be a part of this conversation and poetry. Let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all. And tonight's show, man, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be
Tell
happy when you can be raw?
Raw. I got mine.
I definitely
and
got
I'm getting
mine.
Some more.
Hey.
And I'm getting
hey,
some
hey,
more.
Hey. Listening audience, you got yours?
That part.
All right. If you don't got yours, just hit For Real, the Poet Douglas up. He happens to be the CEO of Raw Links as well. Or go into your Amazon, search Raw Links, and place your order there. Ooh, bet y'all didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I don't know about you, J-Rob, but I am so amped. I am so pumped about tonight's show. Man. Oh, man, I'm so pumped. Can you let everyone know? Man, I know, bro.
Listen. Brother, man, say no more. I got you.
My man.
And where's the Gil Scott? He was like, don't hog the mic. That's my man. He a good dude. Don't hog that. But dig it, ladies and gentlemen, poets and poetesses, tonight on the Get Down is the Freedom of Expression open mic. I know y'all been waiting for it because y'all know me and Van Cole with some dynamic topics, and y'all been riding with us. Summertime's almost here, y'all. Summertime's almost here. But tonight, the Freedom of Expression open mic. We might do this once or twice more before the end of the year, but tonight's the night, and the night's that night for you to be who your pen said you was. I'm so hyped. I can't wait to hear these poets, Van. How about you?
Man, I'm so pumped, man. Listen, you know, because I like freedom of expression. I really like freedom of expression. It allows you to take your pen, write something, create something, and say, hey, you know what? I don't care if you like it or not. It's unapologetically me.
That part right there. Yes.
Now, I can't wait to hear these poets.
You.
Yeah, I can't.
Ooh, Van Meadows, I can't wait.
I've been waiting all. I listen to all of the poetry shows. You know, I got I needed something to take my mind off of my weekend coming up, and I haven't been to the shows, but to listen And tonight, man, tonight, I wrote a piece for y'all, well, mainly for me, but I hope you enjoy it and appreciate it. And I know my brother has wrote something magnificent.
Without question, but before you go into that, I got to tell you, you know I'm a stalker. I was stalking
your
page. And you
my
have,
page.
Yeah, man, you got this burgundy pair of Air Jordans. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I've been looking for those for years.
Yeah,
I was looking
man.
For them for years. And I know you're 49ers fan, but I was like, Van Meadows is the man. Is the man.
Usually I don't post pics of my sneakers, but yeah. Those I couldn't help it. Just couldn't help it.
Dope sneakers, man. Well, we could talk sneakers all day. However, I'm hyped, bro. What did you? Can I ask you? Would you please go first this evening? I know it's my turn, but would you please go first this evening? Cause, bro, they gotta hear that piece you wrote. They gotta hear it. They gotta hear it.
You know
what? They gotta hear it.
You know what, brother? For you, man. I got you, man. I got you.
I'm getting out the way. You go in ahead and get on down. I'm getting out the way.
Usually the pieces that I write, the titles have something to do with the content, but a lot of times the title has almost nothing to do with the content, but I'll let you be the judge. This piece is titled Art of Love. Before I verbally bleed all over your canvas, and you get higher than Mount Olympus, I suggest you take a few moments. Lace up your pen's shoelaces and forget regrets, because this stage and this mic will paint a portrait of just how you like to hide your pain and your liquor, and you just can't wait to upload your tragedy into everyone's mental stage. But I can see through your garbage. And believe me, it's not a unique work of art, more like iron deficit metaphors mixed with Microsoft clip art. So while you forgetting to puff puff pass, I'm going to light fire to your ass and remind you of my name. It's poetic and ain't a damn thing changed. I hear the melodies of your ink spewing out words that you think is impressive. Let me remind you of how you're dismissive. I can see nothing you're scribing because your pen game is lacking. Word wizardry necessary to connect the dots for your audience that is still waiting for poetry plots. There's no way a Band-Aid could cover the ink scar, because each noun and verb could wound or heal depends on your cookie jar. You know, the one that's shattered by your canvassed art. Yet I bled and bled profusely until my soaked bandage was torn apart by a continuous flow of imagery spoken by my words' synergy. Oh, and your canvas turned out to be so painfully beautiful. And in our art of love, of metaphoric rhetoric, becomes hopeful that someday we transform your poetry into a live sculpture of life's symmetry in an abundance of romance. So my blood becomes your ink, and we just dance. That's that piece.
We just dance. Bro, someday I'm going to have you repeat this piece. And in the background, all you're going to hear is... Yo, bro, this piece resonated with me in so many ways. I really dug it. I suggest you take a few moments to lace up your shoelaces, forget regrets, because this stage and this mic will paint a portrait of just how you like to hide your pain in your liquor, and you just can't wait to upload your tragedy into everyone's mental stage, bruh. That says exactly what poets do. Because you and I have said on many occasions, you never know who you're going to touch poetically. You have no idea who you're about to introduce your poetry to. And at any given moment when we spit poetry, somebody is moved. And right now, I am. And I really, really enjoyed this piece. And thank you for sharing.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. I'm humbled, honestly. I didn't know how it would turn out. I just started writing. And
feels like you started writing and the pen just took over and you just kept letting it go.
And I let it go.
Without any writer's cramp. You just kept letting it go.
Yeah, I did. I let it go. Wherever it wanted to go, that's where it went. This was a fun piece to write because it was laced with so many metaphors, so much truth, so much tragedy, so much pain, so much me. And that's why I said, you know, write what you want to write. Let it be you.
Yeah.
Unapologetically you. And that's what this piece is for me.
Agreed.
So I appreciate
totally
you, bro.
Totally agreed. Absolutely.
Now, my brother.
Yes, sir.
My brother.
I ain't doing
not
nothing.
Talk about me, man. I need you.
Why can't we talk about you also?
How come we can't talk about you also? Nah, because that's not the way this works, bro. It's not the way this works. So if you
all
would please,
right.
If you would please, go ahead and get on down.
As per your request, this piece is entitled The Interview. Dear Miss Lady, let me say something to you that I need you to pay attention to. Because many men won't say this kind of shit to you because when they see you, all they want to do is get up in you before they get into you. And they don't even know you. And many of them don't even deserve you. But how about you let me cater to you? Let me sit down with all of your love languages and have heartfelt conversations with every single one of them at the same table and tell them each, one by one, what I love about them while stirring in reciprocal chocolatey goodness. I want to show them all the things that I know that makes things right and turn out right with laser sight, vision, precision, because that's my only mission. And for my mistakes, well, they will be nothing more than mere stumbles that hopefully won't render you upset over my slight inadequacies. And I would love nothing more than random notes saying what's on your heart, not what's on your mind. And this thing that we have, as this thing becomes more defined, I'd like for us to share quiet dinners prepared by either one of us that savor sipped moments of solitude over Coltrane background noises. And then let me whisper mutual affirmations of what you mean to me and how much this space feels empty as echoes on weekends when you should be here saying the same thing to me in perpetuity personally, or how you miss the smallest things about me. Even when we've been on the phone saying nothing for so long that we're just comfortable with each of us in quiet spaces because it's just us. And I want you to take the boredom out of what has never been done between us and engage in something that is so meaningful and so hopeful that holding hands still has an electrical feel to it. And at some point, let me introduce you to the adult vibes that you so deserve, that has its own vibe and sounds like your favorite song that you whisper every Sunday morning while cleaning so often that I enjoy the song at this point more than you do, because it reminds me of you and the scent that I just can't get enough of. Because after every interview, and this particular interview, when it is concluded, I just hope that those thoughts aren't diminished and all those love languages speak in unison with new standards of approval that allows you to say, don't leave, because there's more to us to see and to do. And it's all because of you that I willingly agree. Interview complete.
Do y'all hear this? Do y'all hear this? Let me just highlight how dope this piece is with just a few bars from it. Just if I may. May I, J-Rob? Is that okay with you, bro?
Please. Please.
My brother said, let me sit down with your love languages and have a heartfelt conversation with all of them at the same table and tell each one of them what I love about them while staring in reciprocal chocolatey goodness. I want to show them all the things I know that makes things right, that turn out right with laser sight vision precision, because that's my only mission. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sexy Chocolate, Mr. DSP. Give it up for him. Give it up for him. Give it up for him.
Sexy Chocolate.
Give it up.
That boy good. That boy good.
Bro. Bro. Bro.
Such a fool.
This piece, man. This piece was so deliciously romantic, man. It felt like you was just pouring yourself out to her at a candlelit table, and her essence and her aurora is dinner and dessert all at the same time. And she's just taking it all in, and she's quiet and she can't say nothing. But you, brother, you just going in, and by the end of your piece, she's already ready to lay on top of the table and say, baby, I see what you bring to the table. Now how about you meet me on the table? Bro.
My goal was to tell them you got the job. Let all love languages speak and say,
man,
he's hired.
Yeah, bro.
He's the one that
she
got the job
you.
To keep her
hey,
heart
man.
Safe.
Hey, man, she going to hire you for that job. She going to hire you, bro. Mm-hmm. Yep. She listening right now. Get ready to jump in your inbox. Yep. DSP. DSP.
This guy, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe him. Don't believe him. Because last person that jumped into my DM looked just like me with breasts. It wasn't a pretty thing. It wasn't a pretty thing. And she was like, excuse my beard and mustache, but I just had to tell you, I think you're handsome. And I was like, wait, you wear glasses? And bro, I was like looking in the mirror with breasts. I was like, I do not make an attractive woman. We can only be friends.
Oh, man, you was just too funny. You were so funny, man. But, man, all right. I'm ready to get to these callers, bro. You ready to get to these callers, man? Are you ready?
You and me both, man. I'm as ready as I ever been.
Hey, y'all, it is time for freedom of expression. And it's guest starring you. I mean you. So, first up on the mic, our good brother, man, one of my favorites, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good with you, bro?
What's up, Poetic? What's up, Jay? Jay Rob the Wild.
What's happening, big bro?
Everything
is nice.
A
great
mic
night.
Check, y'all. Mic check, how I'm sounding.
You're sounding outstanding,
great,
bro.
Right, awesome sauce. Awesome sauce.
You sound
up,
outstanding.
Bro?
How you
What's
doing?
Up, I'm good, man. Absolutely.
Listen, well, having you here is a great thing.
Indeed.
So you get no complaints from me.
Appreciate it, man.
None.
Appreciate it.
None. And thank you for taking time out of your schedule to get to the get done and hang out with us, brother. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while, but you know.
Hey. I'll take a little while. As long as I get to hear you tonight, I'll take a little while.
Definitely, bro.
How about
definitely,
you, man?
Bro.
Hey, man, I echo that, man. And you know what, man? The wonderful thing about a show like tonight, man, this is Enjoy the Verbal Mind Dancer's warehouse, bro. You talking about freedom of expression? Ain't no question. This brother just get
Come
to go
now.
And rip it?
Come on,
verbal.
Now.
Let me pull J-Rob out the way. We're going to let you get in that spotlight, man, and that let you go ahead and get on down, brother. So get on down.
All right, y'all. Here we go. Well, this piece is called The Distortion of Abortion. A portion of abortion was to get rid of black seed. Just because the dress is red satin don't mean it comes off easily. Love taken because immoral men think a red dress is free. There was a time when history wasn't distorted. Plantation wives would sneak and cohort with. Plantation owners often fought with trying to hide broken pride by his wife. Now his legacy's died. Veterinarians were never qualified. Someone knew a guy who knows a guy. Bloodstained mattresses in the alley lie a fetus. Broken wounds could no longer repeat this savagery. Barbaric minds, is there a doctor in the house? While he doctors on your spouse. Meanwhile, back in the fields, a young girl squeals, taken in hopes of making more help in the field. The distortion of abortion is more than a convenience. One reason to oppose and make it meaningless. Selfish lovers who can't stand rubbers pay off doctors with colorful scrubs on. I don't hear anyone asking what she wants. Off the plantation, headed to Pimpville. Humphrey 11's once used as a kill pill. Fuck moral obligations, it's all about the thrill. Still, there's some misconception about contraceptives. Abortion is not a preventative nor a remedy. It's just a convenient method to let go of responsibilities. Not what it's meant to be. In cases of incest and rape, or some authoritarian idea of a way to escape, some still feel it's wrong for blacks and whites to date. Family feuds that laid to rest, Romeo and Juliet, Montagues and Capulets. Coercion from the top, I bet. Did anyone ask her about the impending disaster? A miscarriage is disparaging to some. This is true. I remember women having them and their marriages fell through. But of course, with abortion, couples talk that out too. It's for them to decide, not me or you. The distortion of abortion and women's rights. Roe versus Wade in the political fights. One night stands on a Friday night. One missed period, he's long gone on his flight. Daddy's maybe knows he's not the father. That's going to be some confrontational shit, so why bother? Father God, Lord knows that I'm guilty. We were not ready for a child, but ready for thrills. See, this is why a lot of people are against it. Aborting lives, but we will fuck in an instant. Of course, not all, but definitely some. Thing that's upsetting is the more than one. In those more than five that catches the eye, set a limit, but don't limit as circumstances arise. Am I for it? It depends, but it won't depend on me. If I knew the why, it don't depend on me. If I was the why and trusting our discussion, some women lie and trust me, that's disgusting. Getting home or leave. Baby, I got to tell you something. Brothers overseas, mothers overseas, the mere discussion of the subject have the courtrooms of the siege. Flat-out opinions creating lawless decisions. Hence the division of Roe versus Wade. Already decided, but I guess it is why some folks don't see it that way. The distortion of abortion for groupies and rock stars. Some laws apply just for the who you are stars. Abortion scars still plague the mind of many. The fight was hard, but soon there won't be any. How many were roofied and woke up pregnant? How many were conceived with the leader of a regiment? It's so cold to be told your unborn has issues. years of bad living and unhealthy misuse. The distortion of abortion. Some claim they had one. Extortion of a man who never even got none. Non-existent, nonetheless. Is abortion just a relief of stress? Abstinence is the most reliable form of contraceptive. Some folks still believe that a pullout is effective. Brothers trip on just the tip. Some educated women still fall for that shit. Abortion levels rise. Vasectomies, hysterectomies are performed just on the fly. I can understand the problems of man, but exactly who am I? Her choice, her body, her reasons, though shoddy? Who can truly decide why abortion is a crime? The distortion of abortion, I need facts, not lies. That's my piece, y'all. Thank you.
Bruh. Wow, man. Wow. This hit me some kind of way, bro. Go ahead, man.
It's got me feeling the way too, Joe. You know, this is not a piece of poetry that one critiques. This is not a piece of poetry that you just go in and say, oh, I like this line, I like this man, you metaphorically did it. No. This is a piece of poetry that you sit back, you reflect, and you realize where you are with your position on this present-day reality that we're faced with. And, brother, you so eloquently put it out there, every single possible scenario throughout your piece in regards to this situation and what our women have to be faced with and deal with. And, bro, these are the kind of pieces that truly, truly make me a fan of your writing, a fan of your work, and a fan of you as an artist, but more so a realist as well. Phenomenal, Joe. Just phenomenal, bro.
Appreciate that. Poetic. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, bro. J-Rap.
Joe, man, listen. This puts me someplace different because you eloquently stated not just what black women have to go through, but what has been perpetrated on our community for the longest. And if that pending decision of Roe versus Wade, if that's what influenced this piece, then bro, God bless, because you put this someplace different. And I got to tell you, as a brother who has seen what the good and the bad and the ugly of abortions, and what would have happened to my sisters if they had given birth when they were as young as they were, and the pain that was in their eyes. And when I talk to them now, they say stuff like they wish they had the babies. It just moves me, you know. And your piece, trying not to get welled up with emotion about it, because it really took me there. So I want to thank you for this piece, man. This was exactly what was stated. Exactly what was stated. Thank you for this, bro. Eloquent.
Yeah, thank you, J-Rob. Wow, I sort of appreciate y'all having me, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love,
get out
one
there,
mic, bro.
For my brother, and continue raising the bar with your freedom of expression, bro, because we need to hear it, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joe. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Y'all talking about me and J-Rob coming through strong, man. Whoo!
Come on now.
Pure power.
Tell him.
Pure power. Hey, man, we're going to go from Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man, to Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby love. Hey, gorgeous. What's going on, J-Rob?
I'm okay.
So it begins.
Give me a minute. Talk a bit. Give me a minute.
began.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Talk to Van. Talk to Van.
You know what I feel like right now? You know what I feel like? I feel like Bobby Brown, with no addition, kicked him out the group.
He left voluntarily. This ain't the same thing.
He did not leave voluntarily.
They didn't kick him out. He said he was better than everybody. He was like Stewie on Family Guy. He's like, I'm better than all y'all. You see?
Why, son?
I ain't do nothing.
DSP. DSP. Come on, say it with me. DSP. DSP.
Now, let's not tell the audience that night that lady was in here. And she was like, "You and those hazel eyes," and then it went from there. And I was like, "I don't. I got nice eyes." She's like, "Baby, they ain't hazel." I like. Okay.
See,
I'm just saying,
TJ Rapp, you're conjuring up the past, and we are ever so living in the present right now.
That happened this morning, Van.
Y'all are such a mess.
It is Van be starting with me. I do nothing. That be Van. It's always him.
Oh, man. J-Rob.
Yes.
You know, back in the 80s and 90s, there was a wrestler by the name of Paul Orndorff, and his nickname was Mr. Wonderful. So tonight, your wrestler nickname is Mr. Gorgeous, because there was also a Mr. Perfect, but now we got a Mr. Gorgeous. So would you please, Mr. Gorgeous, usher Miss Lips to the mic?
Be my pleasure. Miss Liz, before I go any further, what was that compliment you gave Van Middle?
What, baby love?
So correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't that from that song, I Want to Be Your Baby Love, Do What You Want to Do? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, kissing on your head, kissing on your thighs. Okay. I'm just saying, I remember. Okay. No, Miss Lips.
Yes,
please,
darling.
Excuse me for that interruption. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Because I got to make sure I get that baby love on the event page since you so eloquently gave it to my brother. So,
okay.
Tonight is the Freedom of Expression open mic. We would love it if you would kindly do us the honor of blessing us with your freedom of expression. Van and I are going to get out the. I'm sorry, baby love and I are going to get out the way, and we would love for you to get on down.
Okay, so this piece came from a dream. I got the last line in a dream, and then I had to write to it, and it's called Nothing. I don't know when it happened, when you crept into my soul and wound yourself around my heart. I only remember that you walked in beautiful, and I felt something change. I went from a singular cell in a microcosm to fusion, and over the span of a single earth rotation, we became friends. In the shadows, we talked about life, art, and family. Shared histories and difficulties and things not told to others who've been around for eons. And sometime in the wee hours of the morning, I knew you would never leave my universe. It was crazy because I didn't really know you, but I knew you. And you must have felt the same because you opened your door and gave me access. And you are not one who gives away into your inner peace. So I was cautious to respect that privilege. but you wanted me to walk in. So I followed you, and I began to see the intricacies, the hows and whys that built you. You didn't so much reveal yourself to me as much as you taught me who you are by showing me, me. And the ride is so easy that my spirit lifts whenever you're around. And I know you're not perfect, but even your imperfections are beautiful. So I fought the urge to be greedy, and even though I never wanted to leave your wonderland, but too much of anything can be deadly, so I began to seek your history on my own so I could see who the world knew you to be. And even the universe recognized your uniqueness. So I returned to your cocoon, asked you questions no one dared ask, and you replied so completely, gave me answers to all my curiosities, and carried me on your journeys, gave me access to your intimacies. You wanted me there for all of it, a privilege not given to most. So I opened my door, told you my childhood dreams and living nightmares, the things I thought no man would accept. And you tightened your security around my heart and called me yours. And that's when I realized I wasn't a game to you. I wasn't a minion chasing a fantasy. I was who you saw and wanted in all of my shattered glory. And you called me beautiful. So, if nothing lasts forever, I want to be your nothing. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Well, allow me to say, Well, all right. That right there has a special kind of music associated to it, consisting of violins, no drums, and all dope music. I'm digging this. I'm so digging this. And if I find that song, it's over. Van Meadows, what say you tonight?
I, too, I like this a lot. You know, the fact that it came to you in a subconscious state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you took it and you turned it into this beautiful piece of work consciously for us to be aware of and to listen to. This was really good. This was really good. And it is definitely a beautiful freedom of your expression. And I love it. Dope piece. Really dope piece.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Listen, there's a song called Love Me Like You Do in D sharp violin. So that song is dedicated to your piece.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I very rarely have those kinds of dreams. And when you come with a line like, I want to be your nothing, from a line you've heard people say a million times, that it had a whole different connotation to it. I just had to like pour all the romance I could into it.
Listen, you told Van even your imperfections are beautiful. I'm sorry. I wish I wrote that line. I mean, I wouldn't have said it to Van, but I wish I wrote that line.
Oh, Mr. Gorgeous One. Let's not forget that term of endearment. So I would say that she wrote that She wrote that for you because she thought you were just so gorgeous. Yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
This guy.
No, it is for love.
This guy here.
Yeah,
this
but I love this.
Here.
I love this.
I really enjoyed this piece. And
you know what? You know what? You know what, Jay? You know what we haven't done in a while? You know what we haven't done in a while?
Talk to me.
And hearing this
talk
piece,
to me.
We have not had a full romance edition of the Get Down in a Minute.
You know what's
so
funny? You're right. We haven't had the romantic interlude Get Down.
We have not. So
okay.
Stay tuned, y'all. That might be next week's topic. Stay tuned. Me and J-Rob are going to have a discussion about it immediately following.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
But Lisa Lips, thank you for inspiring more creativity. Because I really don't think that y'all understand how much when you guys bring pieces and works like this, you truly inspire us. So thank you.
Thank you for giving me the space.
No, thank you. Because, again, you didn't have to spend your day with us. You could have done anything else, but you came by the Get Down and gave Baby Love and I a piece of some beautiful poetry. So you ain't going to get
me. You know I come through here, man. This is home for me. The Get Down is where my life started in this thing, so.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
I'm always
welcome,
here as
welcome,
much as I can
welcome
be.
Home, baby.
Thank
welcome
you.
Welcome home, baby.
I'm going to save y'all some dances later when y'all get to the dance floor.
Absolutely, because we're coming.
Don't be threatening
coming.
Me with a good time.
Maybe you can dance with me to that violin piece you just found, J-Rob.
Girl.
There it is.
I'm trying to remember that song. Hickey's on your neck, hickey's on your thigh. I'm trying to remember the rest of that song. I ain't trying to get in trouble with your baby love. I'm just saying.
I love it. All right, Miss Lips, get on out there on that dance floor. Stick around and enjoy
right,
the rest
y'all.
Of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Sealed with a kiss. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lisa Lips. That was dope, man. I really, really enjoyed that piece. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have one half host of the Erotic Love Zone and one half host of Poetic Therapy, y'all. We've got La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Rob.
Good evening.
How you doing tonight, love?
Tonight is a very good night, and it's wonderful to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Same here. Thank you for having me.
Actually, we're the ones that are blessed, so thank you so very much.
Well, that's awesome. I can't even respond, but that's awesome. Thank you for that. How you doing tonight, Ben?
Van, keep it basic.
I am sitting in the studio enjoying the ambiance of poetry next to Mr. Gorgeous. What else can be going on other than that? I mean, I'm in a good place right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think both of you are beautiful, but I'm going to leave y'all compliments for each other up to y'all.
Baby love, my baby love, I miss you, how I miss
you. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all can hear me?
Loud.
My
bad.
Loud and
clear, bro. Loud
my bad.
Clear, bro.
I'm just a fan. I'm a fan of the Supremes. That's why I'm just a fan of the Supremes. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Stay away so slow, baby love.
It's just a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. And who knew? Who knew it was written for Van Meadows? Who knew?
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a round of applause. Coming to the stage, he is DSP, Mr. Dark Knight, the what? Himself. Ladies and gentlemen, we give to you Mr. Gorgeous. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love. I sing it. Oh, how I sing it. Don't you ever leave me sad.
J-Rob.
I love the way you call me dad.
J-Rob.
You're being rude to the girl, the negra.
I'm sorry, Miss Danielle. Please excuse me. It just happens to be my favorite song that I grew up on.
Okay.
To hear somebody else recite my favorite song that my mama used to play when we were children, and dedicate that song to my brother, who I love with all my heart, just a beautiful look. I apologize for singing. You shouldn't have heard me. You weren't supposed to hear me. I was supposed to have be muted. So I'm a let Ben finish talking to you, and I'm gonna stand to the side and I'll mute my phone.
It's completely understandable.
I got the title for my next piece, Mr. Gorgeous. I got the title for my next piece. Thank you. But I'm going to stand aside. And can you, La Pearl or Negra, to the mic?
It wasn't that bad last night. Really? Seriously? Couldn't possibly have been. I apologized.
He faded out.
I did?
He faded. I don't know where he faded out to. But La Pearl, it's your turn to go into your freedom of expression. So we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right, thank you. Well, this is the same piece I did last night. I just tweaked it just a tiny bit because I really didn't write, you guys. So this is called Love is Kissing Her Soul. Passion can birth a beautiful thing through chaos. But passion's canvas was always promises in the dark for her. Her ears fed with the sweetest empty words, filling a large appetite of years of going without what she deserved. They've ever only known her body. They were never worthy of knowing her soul. Because what good is giving them sight if they cannot comprehend what they see? And she's written about every one of them, relinquishing to her pen the pain causing damage with her heartbeat embedded in every letter scribed as she forms each word, keeping tiny trinkets of scars from each harsh lesson, storing them in her scrapbook labeled Ancient Ruins. A reminder that dealing with lost love is like trying to run in the sand underwater. But she knows the truth, and love is revealed by the soul, so she no longer listens to words. She looks in your eyes to read your story, hoping she'll come to that final chapter that contains compassion, friendship, respect, common ground with transparency and reliability. The one titled, Love is Kissing Her Soul. But if not, there's still comfort in being alone. She isn't looking for a savior. She's always been a solitary flower. So she understands that even in chaos, her spirit remains beautiful. Because like the sun, she can be alone and still shine as bright as ever. And that's that piece.
Wow. This is beautiful. This This was truly, truly beautiful.
Thank you.
There was a line in here that I wrote down because I thought it was so dope. And I'm going to let you know, and I'm going to go ahead and borrow it because, you know, you like to borrow my line. So I'm going to let you know right now I'm going to borrow this line. And this line that you said is, her heartbeat is in every letter scribed. And there's so much that I can do with that. So I thank you for that beautiful image for me.
Thank you.
That was just some amazing poetry, and I love it. J. Rob, do I say?
I will not lie to you. While you was reciting this piece, I was listening to this because the music just matched. Just give me a second. This was all I was listening to while you was doing that. It just fit.
Hey, that sounds like Purple Rain.
That is Purple Rain, played by violin by Damien Escobar. And as you were reciting that piece, I'm listening to that. And I intend to post this in the event page because that piece was absolutely fantastic. And it deserves that. And I also made sure to post Van's poetry song by Horace Brown. But this violin piece says a whole lot about your piece, and I had to post it. It was absolutely outstanding, and I really was digging this. So if you get a chance to listen to what Damien Escobar did on that violin, you'll get the gravity of where I was going with this. So thank you for bringing that piece this evening.
Thank you. And trust me, I know his violin. I'm a fan of Damien Escobar. I really am. And that sounds just like him. So,
oh, I'm sorry. I said it out loud.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I like him. I'm definitely a fan. Y'all know I love strings, and he is one of my favorite violinists.
there's two violin joints that's coming. So we're going to give you a little Damien Escobar, and we're going to give you some black violins and to dedicate to your joint.
You're playing. My heart. Yeah. I love black violin. Oh, my God.
So we're going to do a little something for you. I'm not even going to bring up yesterday. I'm in a different space right now. Different space. I'm going to bring up yesterday. I'm trying to go there. Nope. I'm in a different space.
Your pieces in the beginning of the show were outstanding. Y'all bring so much power behind your pieces. Oh, my God. Man, beautiful, beautiful piece. Very strong.
All
man.
That be
Thank
man.
You much. J-Rob wrote my pieces.
I find reasons to come up with stuff, and Van is an incredible ink spiller. I tell y'all on a regular basis, I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods, but this cat right here, come on, before I verbally bleed all over your canvas and get you higher than Mount Olympus, I suggest to take a moment to lace up your pens and shoelaces and forget regrets, because this stage, this mic will paint a portrait. I don't write like that. That's some other poetry. I don't write like that. I try to make sense of the words I write, and this cat is just something different. But again, that's a different conversation for another day, because you didn't come here to listen to me gush over my brother.
But the
violence for you.
Before we let you go to the dance floor, let me congratulate you and your sexy diva, Miss VIP, on another erotic love zone. But can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Thank you, thank you. I sure will. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. Everyone, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. And that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. And next week, we're going to have some eroticism for you. So y'all bring them pieces, some hot fire pieces to get your blood boiling, because that's where we're going.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
With respect to next week's show, it's going to be erotic poetry. Am I right?
It is. It is.
Okay. I intend to be. Is it going to be light skin erotic or is it going to be chocolate erotic?
Here we go.
If it's going to be light skin erotic, I'm not coming. I'm just saying. I don't want to crowd nobody. I don't want to take up space that some deserving light skin cat could use. Or
I thought you were in a different headspace.
I'm in a different headspace. I just wanted to ask.
There's no such thing as the light skin poetry when it's all chocolate, it's all DSP. So I really don't get
chocolate
where you're
erotica.
Going
with
this.
It's chocolate erotica. It's chocolate erotica. I'm not even talking about last night. Last night was a different vibe. You know, I don't know if you heard Van.
I'm gonna need you to call Mojave. I'm gonna need you to call Mojave because Mojave started all that. So you need to talk. You need to talk to your cousin. Okay, your cousin.
It was before that. It was before my cousin because somebody said something and they made a suggestion and it was like, so if you was on a deserted island with some of the sexiest men on earth, who would it be? And they were like,
it would be Van.
That was not said.
Was like,
I listened to the whole show.
That's exactly what was said.
That
they were like, and
no,
if you could have dinner with anybody in history, who would you have?
No.
You're like,
Martin Luther King, Jesus Christ, and Van Meadow.
I was like, wow. Okay, cool.
Ms. VIP.
It was incredible.
VIP, are you listening to this? Okay. Ms. VIP, you hear this, right? Okay. LaParla Edgar, thank you so much for coming through. We will get you over to the Get Down dance floor, and we will see you at the Erotic Love Zone. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
One love, one bite.
One love, one bite. We're not going to deal with your shenanigans, J-Rob. We're not going to do it tonight.
I'm sorry.
Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sonic, and we listen to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is to Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're listening online, the dial-in number 319-527-6300. And by all means, press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you desire to be a part of this conversation and you have not pressed 1, please do so now so that we can make sure that we hear your freedom of expression. Now, let's move on to our next caller who happens to be another poet that I am extremely fond of. My good brother, Kingpin, a.k.a. Anthony Arnold, is in the building. What's good with you, my brother?
What's happening, y'all?
Oh, man, it's
my
so good
big
to hear your
brother,
voice,
Anthony
brother.
Arnold. Welcome, bro.
Yeah, I'm here. Just been listening to the show. Y'all funny as hell.
Thank you, my brother.
Baby Love and Mr. Gorgeous. Y'all sound like a tag team.
Right. Exactly, bro. Exactly.
That is hilarious. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. If that ain't a WWE tag team, I don't know what is.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, man, we right there, man. You had what was you had? Brutus the Barber Beefcake with Greg the Hammer Valentine. We fit
Ooh.
Right in. It's a baby. We fit right in.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I'm putting that on the event page, right, but ladies and gentlemen?
I hope so.
Big Brother Baby Love and Mr. Gorgeous in the building.
Oh, man.
Oh,
wow.
Long.
Yeah, somebody was going to do it. Somebody was going to say it, so I'm glad it was this brother.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Man. Good to hear from you, bro. I'm glad
very
you brought
good
some
to hear
more
from
laughter,
you.
Man. Yes, sir. Because you be burning up the ink, bro. I mean, man, if y'all don't follow Anthony Arnold, if he's not in your friend list, please make sure that you make this brother part of your daily routine. Because
you will not regret it.
Whew, the poetry that he posts, the truth, man. Man. J-Rob, usher my brother to the mic, man.
My big brother. Tonight is freedom of expression, open mic poetry. Would your piece be ready, locked, and loaded?
Always.
Then, man, me and my man's going to get out the way and allow you an opportunity to take your rightful place to that microphone and get on down.
This is a piece that, like I said in my post, was 4 years in the making. I didn't think I was ready to do it yet, but we go give it a shot. It's called Demons Inside My Head. They've taken residence in my head, inside my soul. The voices that I hear continue to torture me. The screams just won't let go. Demons inside my head. My heart beats faster and faster. My palms sweat. My hands shake. I look around wondering who's watching. The voices say it's not safe. Demons inside my head. Sometimes I wish I could just end it all, but that's the cowardly way out. I soldier on the best I know how, but how long can I continue? How long can my strength endure? I've survived another day. Victory over the demons in my head. But I know they will continue. They always do. Tomorrow, the battle begins anew. Demons inside my head. Best at peace.
Whoa.
Bro.
You know, this... Go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead, Jay.
You know, it even reflects back on us when you say you'll never know who you're going to touch with the piece that you put out there. This is touching because it's so relatable. And I'll speak on behalf of myself as I'm listening to this piece. There was a time when my dad passed away. After he died, I couldn't write. And I couldn't write for 3 years. So he died in 2006. I could not hear the words in my head until 2009. And that's the secondary, another story. But it's the voices in your head that can't either keep you up or in certain cases destroy you if you allow them to. And as I'm hearing this piece, it's tugging at my heartstrings because it's so relatable because I've been there. And I'm honored that you brought this piece to the Get Down. This is moving. This is poetry. This is what we're talking about when we're touching people, even Van and myself. Thank you. Van Meadows.
You know, bro, I'm giving you a virtual hug right now because I fully can understand when demons decide to take residence in your head and the challenges that you go through. When you're trying to do it on your own, when you're afraid to seek help because you don't want to be looked at differently. And life can be overwhelming, and these demons, you know, sometimes these demons, it's like a playground. And then you have your moments where you want to just play with them. And that's a dangerous place. And you get into this I don't care mood and I don't care attitude. And this piece was very, very moving. And I can see why it took you 4 years to do it. I can see why you didn't know if you was going to be ready to do it. And this is a great freedom of expression piece, and I'm honored that you brought it here for us tonight to release it. So I'm giving you another virtual hug, my brother.
Appreciate it.
Man.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate you, Kingpin. Mm. Absolutely, man. Man. Now, I mean, you know, every good tag team needs a manager, J-Rob. You know this, right?
Go on.
We might have to give him a managerial name to be the manager of our tag team. Because, I mean, it's only fair.
Like Classy Freddie Blassie?
Like Classy Freddie Blassie? Yep. Yep. It's only fair.
Or Lou Albano?
Lou Albano, yep.
That's Lou. Man. Anybody but Lou.
Man, Lou was the man. Lou was the man. The British Bulldogs, he was the man.
I was actually more partial to Paul Bearer.
You know what?
Ooh,
you know what? You beat me to it, Van. I was going to do it. I was going to do the voice. You beat me to it.
Instead of coming out with the urn, I have to come out with a big heart with you guys' picture on it.
Yes, yes, with the arrow through the heart. With the arrow through the heart.
What was the guy's name? What was his name? What was the guy's name? Brother Love. I love you.
Yeah. I love you. Brother Love.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Listen. Let him come out like that and let him introduce us and be like, ladies and gentlemen, Big Brother Baby Love and Mr. Gorgeous in the building. Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
And for the tag team nickname, I'm going to name y'all Sexual Chocolate.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
He's like, Van Meadows is going to put him into the butterscotch hole.
And look, our finishing move is going to be drop the mic.
Drop the mic is a finisher. He's setting up for the finisher, the drop the mic. And while they're laying there after the count of three, we take a box of chocolate and pour it all over them.
Oh, Jesus.
Just to satisfy your sweet tooth.
Oh, my God.
And when they raise our hands in victory, Van and I will scream at the same time, sexual chocolate!
Lord help us. What have we started?
What have we done? What have we done?
Wait, man, we got to change his name. Nope, we got to change his name. If we going to be Section Chocolate, if we going to be the Section Chocolate, yo, he got to be Chocolate Cupid.
Chocolate.
Stay chocolatey. all he doing is handing out chocolates while he walking down the aisle before we get to the center ring.
Oh man.
Here you go, baby. That's from Big Brother Baby Love. Here you go, baby. That's from Mr. Gorgeous. Here you go, baby.
I'm mad.
Like, there goes Chocolate Cupid with that box of chocolates again.
I'm letting y'all know right now, we see some of y'all on WWE and we see a group and we see everything that we talked about. What my man say in Rocky V, if you touch me, I sue.
There you go.
But, man, thank you so much for that, Anthony Arnold, man. You just don't know how much I needed that laugh, my brother. Ooh, yeah, no idea.
I have a box of chocolate from the movie. I'm going to take a picture and put that in the event page because of Anthony Arnold.
My man. All right, my brother, we're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so you can continue to enjoy the rest of our finishing moves and catchphrases.
Yeah. Oh, Van, they got to be you. When they introduce us, you got to go, oh, yeah. They're not ready for the sexual chocolate. They're not ready for Brother Gorgeous. They're not ready for what we're about to bring. It's all chocolatey. Talk to them, Cupid. Oh, they're not ready. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Anthony. Okay. Oh, man, get over to that dance floor, brother. One love,
Anthony,
one mic.
Go over there, Anthony. Go on, man. Go to Mike. Go on, man.
Oh, my God. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down. It is freedom of expression, yo.
In all his glory.
Oh, Lord. Whew. Next up on the mic, J-Rob. We don't have a knight. We don't have a king. We don't have a prince. But what we do have, we have a sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence, what's good with you, my brother?
Man, look like y'all having a bowl of laughs over there, man, for real.
That's Van. That's Van and them starting again.
Is good for the soul, brother. We got to laugh.
Yeah, sure enough is.
Got to laugh. That's healing.
Yes, sir.
It really is, sir. It really is. And tonight's a good night for laughter, bro. Tonight's a very good night for laughter.
It is, man. It is. Let you know that you're still alive, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
still alive.
Mm-hmm. For real. Whew. For real.
So my brother, J-Rob's going to usher you to the stage. J-Rob.
Pardon me, sir. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to catch my breath. Sir, tonight...
Yes.
Tonight is the Freedom of Expression open mic. And tonight we're curious and amped to hear what you have bringing to the table this evening. So if your piece is locked and loaded, my good brother, please feel free to go on and get on down.
Okay, this is called Upside Down. The vast expanse of waters on this earth, like men, women, boys and girls, given parts made to put together, which can't truly be experienced any other way, then for the effort it should have taken, we are presented with the gift of life. He said, this world would be nothing without a woman or a girl. Others justify life saying, we want more boats, skis, and yachts, choosing from A to Z. The ocean life is becoming a problem. They are in the way. And if you say anything, I will claim sensitivity. These new labs are creating new types of ocean dwellers. The best part, they don't have to stay in the water. They can switch to land mode. I say we go down to the ocean floor and pull the plug. Let all the men and women, I mean, let all the waters drain out. Sir Lawrence.
That's right. Let all the water drain out.
Mm-hmm.
Van Meadows, please begin.
You know, Sir Lawrence, this piece is one of those you really got to focus and pay attention, because if you're not, you're going to miss something. You're going to miss the intended purpose. And, brother, the plug that you pull is going to drain out exactly what needs to be drained.
Simply put, sir.
Straight like that. And I thank you for being true to your craft. Because your ink is amazing, bro. And I love this piece.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
Why, son. You're welcome, brother.
I say thank you for being exemplary to your craft, because this piece continues to show the dynamic dexterity to your pen. And I, for one, right am on. A humble fan of that. And I love this piece a whole lot, bro. I love it
right
a
on.
Lot. And I hope you don't mind if I ask if it's not too much to ask, and I totally respect if the word is no, if you wouldn't mind posting it on the event page for others just to read once again, because I'm really digging this.
Yeah, that, I appreciate that, man. I really do. But see, the thing is this. Now that the book is out, they must.
Oh, put the book information out there.
They,
sorry.
They must.
Put the book information on the event page, bro.
Okay, then. Well, that's fair bet.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to put
that,
it out there, bro.
Put the book information, man. Me and Van, we talk about poets on a regular basis, and it's imperative that if your book is out there, yes, the poetry community should come out and support you, bro. So please put that out there. Brothers and sisters that are listening, cop this man's book. If you appreciate what you're hearing on the Get Down, you're going to be amazed when you read the pages of this man's book. Please post
Indeed.
That, brother. Please.
Indeed.
Indeed, sir.
Excellent.
All right, Sir Lawrence, we're going to get you on over there, man, to the Get Down dance floor, man, so you can enjoy the festivities, because, man, they rocking and grooving out there, brother. Ooh, they grooving.
All right, now.
All right, brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Sir Lawrence on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Man, we're having a good old time up in here tonight. It was. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 562. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
What's up? What's up, this complicated passion?
My
almost
brother.
Got me there.
Whoa.
Brother.
What's happening, brother?
Welcome back.
How's it going?
Tonight's
going
a
great,
great
man.
Night,
how
brother?
You doing, man?
I'm doing as one of my poets say in Los Angeles, blacknificent today.
Blacknificent. There you go.
I love it.
There you go. I love that. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And thank you for blessing us tonight, man. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I was trying to try to make it. I was late, but, you know, hey, here I am.
Nah, brother, you right on time.
Right
you
on time. I was going to say, maybe
right on
never.
Time.
Right on time.
That part. You ain't never late. You right on time. So thank you for blessing us.
All right.
Nice. Van Meadows, would you like to usher the good brother?
Absolutely. Complicated Passions, my brother, tonight. It's all about freedom of expression. So we're going to usher you to the mic and let you go ahead and get on down. Whatever you desire to express.
All right, check it out. I took out my pen like she asked me. She said, write into me and make it nasty. She was a love poem and didn't know it. So I began to write her down my understanding. She needed to feel this way. Her private time would be me tasting her emotions, those hidden thoughts. Knowing she needed my affection, I could never say no to doing it again. So I slept with poetry last night. Caressed her, surrendered like a dream came true. And my emotions taking my pleasure. To hear her affectionately whispering, Samuel Rain, you a freak. Oh, she would take me deep. I had intentions of never letting go. Her wordplay with my submission. No options given. I only needed my pen to go all in. One word, next line, scripting this to rhyme. You see, I slept with poetry last night because she made love to my mind. Now she knows I would read her. It felt good discovering myself. True story. This past forgotten, these ancient memories feeding my soul. I wanted more, and she was giving. Invited me like home. She shared her emotions, leaving echoes on wall paintings. I spoke her name. She's dark girl magic. It wasn't her appearance I fell into, thinking this what makes me. She was right there. I needed. I had to. You see, she's a love poem and didn't know it. I am complicated passion. And this is the Get Down and Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna say this. When I came into the community of Blog Talk Radio and I was getting used to everything, and I would hear you on the various platforms, and I was a fan when I would hear you because I just love the way that you did what it is that you do, you know, even from your Dark Man Blues, because, brother, you're so gifted, and I truly am a fan of what you do, and this piece right here.
Thank
man,
you.
Exemplary, and you're a phenomenal artist, brother. I'm glad you're back, bro. I'm gonna tell you straight like that. I'm glad you're back.
Well, it's good to be here, you know, because Blog Talk is where I started, you know, and this is one of the shows that I like, and that's why I'm here.
And we love you for
brother,
it, brother.
We are blessed to have you, and yeah, we love you for it. I'm digging this pen because this is right in my wheelhouse. And just listening to how you put this together, your cadence and the whole nine, man, listen, I'm really digging this piece. And when the playback comes on, I'm definitely searching this one out.
Yes,
and
sir.
Whatever music that is that you're playing in the background, absolutely perfect
for the cadence that you're bringing to this piece. I loved it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. This is dope,
man. Absolutely. Hey, hey, man, and thank you what you did to the end of the, with, at the end of the piece, bro.
Oh, thank you for the plug.
Man.
It's what I do. It's what I do. You know, I mean, hey, we got to support each other, you know, and that's what I'm all about supporting.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's like, hey, the Epiphany Radio, the Get Down Show, I appreciate you guys for doing it because you're giving up your time as well. You know, so it's a great thing that we can do this and just keep promoting poetry and support the artists and who's ever out there. If you're writing books or you're a spoken word artist, whatever you're doing, we all got to support each other.
Absolutely.
All right, my brother. In all venues. I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
No, you're correct. All venues, everywhere. Because
and I want to shout out to and hopefully a lot of people that run venues are listening to this right now what I'm about to say, because this is something that should be done all across the board. If you come in to perform at a venue, they should let you in for free. Period. You should be paying to get into a venue as a poet. All right, so I'm shouting that out because I'm not paying anymore. It's like, hey, who are you? I'm complicated passions, damn it. So
that's right.
That's it.
That's
I'm
right,
not
bro.
Anymore, you know, so.
me and his brother drink from the same cup. Especially if you know,
yeah.
If you invited me and you know I'm coming, I'm not paying.
That's
I'm not paying.
I'm entertaining. I'm entertaining, and you should be paying me. You know, that's just my thought. You know, it's they want you to support. They should support the artist. If you come in there and you're a dope artist and you're going to put on the show, they tell you you got 5 minutes, but you paid $10, $15 to get up in that joint. I think you're getting robbed. You know, that's just my take on it. You know, everybody might not agree with me on that, but that's just where
Bruh,
I stand. You know,
every single poet
I've been doing it
who
for a
has
while.
Tried to get paid agrees with you, starting with
yes,
these
sir.
Two
yeah.
brothers next to you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
No.
So I would invite everyone, if you're on Clubhouse, to come to the Book Slam. Once a month, I do a show on there where I feature artists from all over the world. And that's on. It's going to be on Tuesday, May, is it still May? Yes, May 24th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm about to bring Tasting Poetry back, but it will most likely be on Clubhouse because Clubhouse is similar to Blog Talk. So that's where it's going to be, Tasting Poetry. It's going to be back on live.
My man.
My good brother, if you wouldn't mind putting that in the event page so that we could let more people know who haven't heard the show or the playback just yet, I'd appreciate it because I definitely want to share that information with more poets.
Okay, I'm going to drop the thing that I do to promote this show on the event page. I'm going to go to find it right now on Facebook.
My man.
And I'm going to get on that right away.
Thank you, brother.
I do appreciate you, brother.
Nah, man,
we appreciate
you more than you know. More than you know.
All right, much love to the Epiphany Radio and the Get Down.
My
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get on that. Hey, before you dip out, man, get on that dance floor, man. You got to show them what complicated passion you do on that dance floor, though, bro. You got to let them know.
Well, I would tell you I'll drop this. This is a one of my Hall of Fames to all the ladies out there. If I were making love, you would be the only recipe I need. I am to be everything that becomes you. Where my passion is to take your emotions, even your dreams will come. Classic, complicated passions.
My man.
Your dreams will come. God damn.
Your dreams will come. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm clutching my pearls.
That's my man. All right, my brother. One love, one mic. Man.
Thank you. Peace.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Complicated Passions. Whew, my goodness gracious. Wow. Are we ready to keep this party going, man? Because you know,
you already know.
It's live tonight, bro. It is live tonight. Next up, we got Amelia T. Davis. Good evening, Amelia.
Good evening, King.
Very good evening. And thank you for calling the Get Down.
Thank you. I personally met Complicated Passions, and what I will say is he's a fantastic hugger. He gives fabulous hugs.
All right.
Okay, now.
Van, would you mind ushering her in?
It would be my pleasure. Amelia, since you got fantastic hugs on the mind, tonight it's freedom of expression. Are you ready? Damn.
And this is fresh ink, and it's got nothing to do with hugs. It's called freedom of speech. Our rights are slowly being destroyed. The outrageous Republican Party attempting to silence those that speak out against their abusive tactics, attempting to turn the clock back to a dark and evil mentality. We are guaranteed the right to free amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The simple truth is that they cannot do so, although they have been trying desperately to rewrite various laws and to stack the Supreme Court with those favorable to the Republican Party ideas and beliefs. We must never allow free speech to be curtailed or destroyed. It is the foundation of our country. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Wow.
I like this.
Wow.
I like this, and what I say to this is power to the people, and the people need to get their rights back.
Yeah. Fresh Ink, she put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
That Republican Party is doing. And, you know, she got my black fist up in the air.
Power come on now.
Like said. And we can see it being played out in media with the different voting situations. It's amazing people are running their. There's a gentleman running his campaign in Georgia right now off of the lies that the election was stolen by President Biden. The Republican Party really hates to lose. I don't know if anyone else knows that, but they really hate to lose. And they would do whatever they can to try to make sure that they don't lose again. Amelia, we thank you for highlighting so much in this piece. Freedom of speech. It ain't free no more. Dope ink. Why, son?
I love it. I loved it because that's why I stated power to the people. And this is one of those pieces that needs to be put out there, and I would appreciate it if you put it to the event page for others to appreciate as much as we just did for those that heard it. Because there are some people who haven't listened in yet, but they are checking out the event page. This is one of those pieces they need to read.
It'll be my pleasure. And you know, I have my own poetry group, and my poetry group is called Power of the Poets. So I bring that each and every day.
That's nice. Right. That's right. I think I'm a member. I believe I'm a member. I know I'm a member.
Yes, you are. Van is.
I'm just about in all poetry groups out there. Just about. But there's some that that are true to the art, and there's some that people who are just there to just be. But support, support, support. As you just heard Samuel Rain, we should be everywhere supporting, especially if you love the art. So,
yes,
thank you, Amelia.
It's absolutely, we have to hold each other up and propel each other, and not allow anything to stop us, because we are the backbone of our country. And if the poets become silent, we will be lost as a nation and as a people. Much love, y'all.
Totally
one love,
good.
One mic.
Much love, one mic. Get out there on that Get Down dance floor. It's a party out there now.
Yeah, what he said.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Amelia T. Davis on her way out there to the dance floor. Man, this, hey, man, I am digging the flow of this show tonight and these poets, man, and the power that is coming out.
Listen,
man.
The title alone suggests that this was going to be the kind of poetry that we were going to get. The passion, the feeling, the depth of people's pens, and how deep they're dipping their quill. This is just really incredible stuff I'm hearing tonight, man. So, listen, I'm just going to get to the side and just figure out who's next on the mic.
Oh man, we got a we got a tsunami, we got a monsoon, we got a torrential downpour. Oh, I'm sorry, I think about one of my pieces. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic we got Rain. Hey, Rain.
Hey, man. Hey, J Rob.
How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
When she greet us, we get equal billing. She like, hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. It's equal billing. It ain't, hey, Chocolate Thunder. Hi, J-Rob. It ain't any of that stuff. It's all even love. You dig what I'm saying, brother? It's all even.
Yeah,
all
even.
That's why
all
I
even.
Gush when she call. Because she's just even with it. She's like, nah, you're both fantastic. It ain't one over the other, baby. It ain't one over the other. It's hey, J Rob. Hey, Van.
Thunder.
Come on now.
I bring my own
she bring her own thunder. And while it's torrential, it's warm.
Yes,
it's
yeah.
So
it's
warm
wet.
When it touches your face,
wet.
And it's wet.
You
it's
know
so
what?
Warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a warm greeting. It's a very
yeah.
warm greeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Refreshing.
Refreshing, that's the word.
That's it.
That's
yeah, we'll go back.
Yeah.
Cool and refreshing.
That's the word.
And
oof.
I just have to go back to Amelia because, listen, don't nobody get better hugs than I do. So I don't care how good complicated passion get a hug.
I will wait and reserve judgment.
She ain't lying, y'all. I've had one of those hugs.
I will wait in reserve for judgment. Thank you so much for
coming. Will you be there in July, J. Rob?
Girl, is pig? Yes, ma'am.
He better be. He coming to get me from the airport.
Yeah, I got to get Van. Yes.
Oh, so I guess you got to be there. Okay.
Without question, I will be there
okay.
in the flesh. Looking like something delicious, trust and believe, and smelling like crispy, chocolatey goodness.
We know you're going to show up all dapper and such.
Wait till y'all see the hats I got for this one.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I don't know about looking dapper. I do know I got this fly. Beautifully dope shirt that I plan on putting on. Brother man,
your boy just copped an African kimono with the matching pants and shoes and fedora.
He missed
it. tell him to get off me, man. Tell him to get off.
Hey. I got a nice pair of red J's that's going to go along with that red shirt that I just got. You know, I might grab me a red Nike fitted hat to match. I'm just saying.
Of course.
I hear you, Jake. You go ahead and you look dapper, bro. You look dapper, and I'll just look street aged, okay? Yeah. Because I can see it now. He opening up his New York window apartment. Hello, New York. I love you.
Fuck you. Yes. Yes. Fuck you, too. Exactly.
Wow. Showing out.
Oh, man.
Showing out.
Sexual chocolate.
Yeah. Can you please usher the thunder, the wetness? I'm sorry. Can you usher it to the mic? Thanks. Appreciate it.
Big sister tsunami. Okay, cool. Hey. Sweetheart, I got a new manicure, so you could just come on in and hold my hand. Come over here for a second. I ain't going to hold your hand for long. I'm just trying to escort you to a microphone that belongs all to you. And we need you to do both Van and I a favor, because I know your piece is locked and loaded. I'm not even asking you, because that would be insulting. But I'm going to walk away staring at you, and I'm going to need you to... Oh, damn, you see what she got on me? Hey, listen, I'm going to need you to do us a favor.
I see.
And would you just do us a favor and go ahead, get on down.
Thank you. So, listen, I saw the topic for tonight. So I wrote a little something earlier. It's really unfinished, but I haven't really written anything in a minute, so I thought I would write something. The truth is, I should have tasted the uncertainty in your kiss. It was your touch that appeared confident and sure. I thought you were different, thought there was depth. If our conversation was the gauge, I would have never questioned it. Well, unless it was a text. That shit was dry as fuck, left me parched. Quite honestly, in reflection, I remember how you claimed that you never rushed to an assumption. You assess those that show up with their representatives, but you learn quickly. That wasn't me. What you feel is what you get, and you felt it. Perhaps I'm wrong, but it seems you had shown up with yours. At least that's what it seems as time has begun to unfold. Poetry was the connection from a decade ago, shared meals and such, but there was something about the rain that intrigued you, I guess. Wondered how quiet my storm is, wondered how loud you can make the thunder clap, wondered if I would clap back, and I did until you broke dams I didn't know existed. It's a tragedy that was the depths of what you had to give. I guess you only had one in the chamber. But after doing the math, that few rounds missing. That's right.
Oh, my God. can you say that, J-Rod? Hold on. Can you repeat that line again? Thunder clap back. I just need to hear that.
You wonder how quiet my storm was? Wonder how loud you can make the thunder clap. Wonder if I will clap back. And I did.
Wow.
My God.
She basically said, don't play around, because my back shots got back shots with buckshot, and figure this out if you want to clap back and stat back, because all this is the same clap back. Okay.
And you better be able, not to mention, you better be able to handle it, because you was missing a round. Bruh.
Mm.
That line almost took me out.
I said a few rounds, but you know.
I know
the line was
now.
I guess you only had one in the chamber.
That one.
But
as yeah.
Doing that, there was a
hopefully.
Few rounds missing.
A few rounds.
More like a handful.
Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? My God.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You
What's the topic for tonight?
Freedom.
It's freedom of
expression,
baby. Freedom of expression.
Mm-hmm.
And you damn sure did. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute.
You lie. It's been this morning.
I was just over here minding my business, working on some anime stuff for my baby, my big baby. And, you know, stop for a minute, put a few lines
mm-hmm.
down for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all. I just got to finish it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that one marinate for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, it's already
Thank
cooking.
Yeah. But we're going to go ahead and get you on over to the Get Down dance floor.
See, man, she already laughing.
She said it's already cooking.
Mm-hmm.
He said you already put me on there, motherfucker. Yeah, put me on the dance floor.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Rain. One
love,
one mic. Love you too. Ooh, boy. Let me do this real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. If you're listening in online, you have approximately 2 minutes to hurry up and dial in before you're cut off and you won't hear the remainder of the broadcast. Less than 2 minutes now. So you might want to, you know, get off the web, hurry up and dial in. But if not, I guess you'll have to wait 15, 20 minutes after the show is over to get the playback and then listen to it that way. So, I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and my brother, J. Rob, the wise son, is the other host of the Get Down. J. Rob, how you feeling tonight, bro?
I'm doing really good, brother. I'm doing really good.
I'm glad you're doing phenomenal, Jay. I'm glad you're doing phenomenal. But listen,
I am
we
phenomenal.
Got
a treat.
We got a treat with this next caller. Because I'm a huge fan of this next poet's work and the way that she puts things together. Let me just, ladies and gentlemen, Mother of Dragons. Good evening, honey. How you doing?
Hello. How you doing, J. Rob? How you doing, Van Meadows?
Hold on. Wait. Hold on for a second. Excuse me, mother. Please excuse me, beloved. But before you could even say hello, did my co-host just jump across the table and put his beard in your face first, saying hello, baby? Did I hear that right?
Every part of it. Every part of it. I did. Yep, you heard it. Sure did.
I appreciate it, sweetie. I do.
I'm distinct because I heard her whisper, well, goddamn, okay. So, okay. Okay, so it wasn't just me.
Y'all had me spit out my drink at one moment. At one point, I did spit out my drink because I could not stop laughing over both y'all. I could not.
That'd be Van. My story got such a slant to it. My story got such a slant to it. That'd be Van.
Nah, I just show up, man. I just don't want to get fired.
FYI, I just want to let you know that chocolate and light skin that can get it. I'm just letting you know. Okay.
My gosh. Whew. I wonder why I got so hot in here all of a sudden.
Girl, when you talk, I get menopausal hot flashes, and it feels so good.
Yeah.
And I'm not even fanning myself. I'm just happy as hell. So I want to thank you. So I didn't get to call you baby like some people did. However,
J-Rob, it's not too late for you to say, hey, baby. It's not too late.
You took the punch out the sexiness of it. Because you hit it with, I inhaled when I was like, you're like, hey, baby. You jumped across the table, had your beard in her lap. It was like, don't look down.
J-Rob,
you already know what this is.
Let me show you how easy it is. Let me show you how easy it is. Mother of Dragons.
Yes.
Hey, baby. How you doing? See how easy that is?
Hey.
See? And she responds.
All right, let me try this.
Okay.
Mother Dragon.
Yes?
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Hey.
Cool. I'm in. I'm good now. All of y'all who didn't think I was in, I'm good now.
Good.
I'm good now.
Absolutely. Excellent, J-Rob. Excellent.
Chocolate Gorgeous is back. I'm good now.
You're back, baby. In full effect.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. That's right, Mr. Gorgeous.
I'm not messing with you. Stop.
All right.
Talk to her.
Okay. Mother of Dragons, I'm going to move J-Rob out of the way, and I'm going to usher you to the mic, and I want you to go ahead and get on down with your freedom of expression. So go ahead and get on down.
Definitely. I have a confession. It's been a year that the last time I was on my knees, Shorty News Cat manifested. Its length and its shape and its size, it was so majestic. Congruent to my mouth. It was metaphysical. The sounds that came, Einstein would say, es war wunderbar. See, the last time I was on my knees from my favorite TV show, I sucked him so hard like an oxtail bone. Pulled the cartilage out, made it spit back on it, made a spliff, got high off that loud. The sound he made was too loud. Take him back to a Mandarin ancestry, conversate with them, pay homage to them. Time traveled on my knees. Went to Amet, corralled the pyramid, hieroglyphics on the wall with his name in Egyptian. Fucked with a couple of pharaohs. Your friends love me, but your mom hate me. I'm too loud. I'm that loud. That smoke, that serotonin filled with clouds of smoke, dopamine tip, that drip of love. I choke on it. Meanwhile, hey, that girl over there, she's a legend. I get tetanus from getting lockjawed, ass on display from the view up there. See, this here is that geek speak. With euphemisms, make my monkey jump, and we flood it out. As my tongues explore your phallus, you have become a pharaoh, kneeling down to commit. The last time I was on my knees, I tasted the universe. That's that piece.
Check, please. Check, please. The check. Waiter, check. It's time to go.
Ma, that girl I told you about, she's spitting nasty shit again. Yeah, the mother girl, the dragon lady. Yeah. I told you. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all wasn't supposed to hear that. I was just telling my mother on you.
Yeah, I love this piece. I really love this piece because there's so many different levels and intricacies to it. Wait. J-Rob, is Mr. Metaphoria here? I could say intricacies, right? He's not here, is he?
You can say intricacies.
All right, thanks. And it's the last line is like the beginning of a whole new universe of exploration for me. and I know you'll get that.
I get it.
Yeah, I need that check now, waiter. Check now. J-Rob, go ahead.
Mm. You tasted the universe. And I was standing on the moon wishing that I could have all the bare accessories to your necessities and get the secret recipes to your bare accessories. And maybe, just maybe, I can take a glimpse and fantasize what that might feel like when you write that about me.
Okay.
Until then, I'm just going to wish on a star and steal those recipes while standing on the moon. As a voyeur, this was outrageous and sexy and dope all in one time. Girl, you go. Hold on, my mother's asking a question. Hold on.
No, I didn't ask her out. No. She's spoken for. She know I'm nasty. She don't want that. I'll talk to you later.
Sorry about that. She,
that's right. She's already saying
the
piece.
I'm actually single, so.
What's that meme of what is it?
Van, get to the dance floor. I got have a question for her while the DJ is playing. Thank you so much for playing.
All right, absolutely. Mother Dragon.
Put me a sexy song on. I'm ready. I'm ready for a sex. Put a sexy song on for me. I'm ready.
I got the perfect joint for you coming to the event page.
All right, there it is. All right, Mother Dragons, thank you so much. We're going to get you to the dance floor. One love, one mic, darling.
You're welcome, boys. One love, one mic.
One love, baby.
Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations if you're still hearing my voice. Guess what? You've made it into the overtime hour, which means you called in or you were already here. But either way, if they were listening, they didn't dial in. They're done for. So, are we ready for this next artist, J-Rob?
Am I ever?
Next up, we got area code 747. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Yo, feel the vibe.
Oh, Rob Poetry Morrow. What's up, bro?
What's going on with y'all? Y'all definitely coming up in here.
That's him. I'm just co-hosting. That's him.
The brother handed me a script and told me to go in, bro. So I'm just following the script.
Well, you know what they say, brother. Y'all, you're accessory. So don't be trying to make act like you innocent now. Come on now.
I didn't even mean to shake his hand, officer.
Excuse me. Turn around. Put your hands on your head. This has got to go now. Anyway, it's a good show, y'all. This is my first time being on the show, I believe. I don't know.
I believe it is, brother. I believe it is. On this,
as long as it's not your last time, brother.
Yes.
Oh, definitely not. I just got to juggle it between all the other shows that I'm trying to get back on since I've been returning back to the poetry scene. So, but y'all.
Nice.
Like, y'all doing the damn thing. And speaking of which, what y'all know about the WWF, man? Y'all don't know nothing about that?
Bro,
what you know about that?
How far back we going? Are we talking about when Bob Backlund or when Bruno Sammartino or Chief J. Strongbow?
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
I'm talking about Junkyard Dog, the Iron Sheik, and King Kong Bundy.
How about Sergeant Slaughter?
Come on, baby.
How about the big cat, Ernie Ladd?
Sergeant Slaughter was a deal with WCW. We're talking about Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper, Andre the Giant. Yeah, bro. Oh, I'm there, bro.
Hold on. If you're a real fan, what was Roddy Piper's original name before he became Rowdy Roddy?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't even remember that, Jay.
I don't even remember that. I'm just saying. Y'all remember when what's my man, John Cena, he came out as a hip-hop star, and then he changed his name to John Cena.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I remember all of that.
When Ric Flair didn't have a pot belly.
I'm a huge wrestling fan.
Exactly. I'm kind of a hypocrite because their shit is scripted too, man. All that jumping and flying around and stuff, you know. Oh, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. You don't know nothing
that
about
was
that.
Ricky the Dragon
Come on, man.
Steamboat.
Ricky Dragon Steamboat was my man.
Whose second cousin is Jimmy Superfly Snuka? Whose first cousin is The Rock, who is the father of The Rock?
What?
Yep.
Yeah. What?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
You okay, can't.
I'm sorry.
Their second cousin are the
Wild Samoans.
The Wild Samoans. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you Tanaka. Tanaka. He was. I forgot his other name before.
And Mr. Fuji.
Mr. Fuji.
His name was Mr. Fuji.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
With Toy Tanaka.
Okay, I confess, you guys got me covered with this wrestling thing, and I'm like, okay, y'all just
And remember the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes, yeah.
Oh yeah, remember him, Dusty Rhodes, definitely. You know, before I do my piece, I have one little request.
Yes, sir.
Can you bring back Emilia T. Davis back on the line, please? If she's there.
She had to go walk the dog. She left. Sorry, Rob.
Mine. Okay. But anyway. So I guess I gotta get ready to spit my piece. And I'm a little nervous here. I'm still stuttering over myself.
Hey,
y'all, I'm lost and loaded.
Before you do that, I have to commend you. I have never heard you do an erotic piece until last night, and you said that was your first erotic piece. And, brother, when I tell you that was really good, oh, man, it was so good. It was so good. And I just wanted to let you know that as I was listening, and it was a great piece, man, because, man, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But actually, that was my first piece I ever written. Now, I've written other pieces before, but that was my very first poetry. That was my signature poetry, but the very first piece that I've written. So, but I've written other things before. But I do appreciate it, brother.
Oh, I know you've written other things before. I just want to know if you got the drums with you tonight, bro. Come on, man. You know I know you, bro.
Hold on.
There we go.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait for it.
So good to hear you back, bro. And I got to see those live. I got to see him do this live, man, as we, you know, Poetry Fest, Myrtle Beach. Oh, what a time.
Yeah.
Mm. What a time.
That's what's
up. It was beautiful. And that was, you know, and I've come a long way since that time when I first brought the drum. And it's been great. But, changed a lot of folks. So.
Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But all right, bro. Go ahead. Get on down.
Get it down. Let me spit it out really quick. I'm trying to find it right now. Oh, here we go. So lock and load it. About ready to shoot. Y'all better duck. Leaves turn many times over. Brown to green. Rebooting consciousness. Reflections of me. Second guesses sleep with the fishes, dissolving guilt trips and failed wishes. Buck stops right here in quiet places, mending bruises, exposing clown cars of smiling faces. Con games wreak havoc on innocence, broken and beaten, left for dead, surrendering under strain, but this too shall pass. Regenerating self-love ever lasts. Emergence, battle low vibrational insurgents, buzzing around like mosquitoes, every opportunity sucking your soul to no end. But I claim victory once again. I've arisen, recognizing God is me. I've arisen, setting course unlimited definitions of becoming free. I've arisen, bathing universe's streams. I've arisen, flexing tongues, and about the greatest gift of all, it's always, always, I mean always, loving me. And so it is.
Man.
I like that ending, and so it is.
I missed you, bro. You know, because your work is so authentic, and you know a rap poetry marrow piece when you deliver it, when you hear it. And then the drums, man, the way you do the drums with your pieces. Just a phenomenal artist, man. And I'm just glad you're back on the scene. And I'm glad you made it here to the Get Down. Like I said, I heard you last night. I was excited when I heard you. I'm excited now, and I'm honored that you're here tonight, bro. So I appreciate you. Thank you. J-Rob.
Well, bro, without hearing your piece, just hearing you do them drums, I'm good. I'm curious about which drum you've got, because initially when you hit it, I was like, wait a minute, that I hope that's not a bottle drum. But then, nah, you got skin on that. So I was just curious because, bro, your piece, outstanding. But when you combine that with the drums, bro, I take it into another stratosphere with it. And I'm deeply appreciative that you blessed us with this piece on the Get Down tonight. Seriously.
Thank you. That is my djembe. The djembe, it's just something that really, so much history on it. And, and I advise you guys to look up, you know, the meaning of the djembe, because every rhythm that's played, it's a meeting. And according to a master djembe teacher, his name is Mamadi Keita. He's a master teacher, and he's taught djembe across the globe. He made his transition last year, around this time. And so he encouraged everybody, if you're going to play, you got to understand or overstand about the history of the djembe, because it's a communication. It's a story behind everything. The djembe, when djembe is played, it's a poem. It's expressing a poem. It's a poem.
Totally agree. And it's funny, I didn't want to say that before knowing such, because I've often have referenced the djembe drum in my poetic pieces, and have spoken about the fact that the djembe drum has been used to communicate between tribes, especially as they came into the United States and in parts of the Caribbean. When the slave owners thought they were playing for entertainment, they were actually communicating with each other. And it was even more interesting to me how I found out how the tribes, Asari tribes, and there's one more that were in this country. And, bro, they communicated with the djembe drum to a point where people were like, why are they celebrating? And meanwhile, they were planning their escape through drums. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
But it's a story behind it. But it's definitely a story behind every rhythm and every beat. And thank you for making that.
Thank you for bringing that, bro. I'm actually going to put that in the event page. Thank you for this and your piece.
Absolutely.
Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Rap Poetry Marvel knows I'm a fan, always have been. I'm just excited that he's back and looking forward to hearing more from my brother.
Likewise, and I'll definitely be back in the scene, man. So you wrestling aficionados, do your thing. I'll hit me and my drum to the dance floor, and they can feel the rhythm.
Yes, sir.
In the meantime, love it. I'm out.
All right. One love, one mic, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother Rob Poetry Morrow. So good to hear him back. Now, we're going to go from Rob Poetry Morrow, J. Rob, to one half host of King and Queen's Quarters right here on Epiphany Radio. We got Queen Simmons, Zuina. Hey, Zuina.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Van. Hey, J. Rob. How are you?
Hey, chocolatey goodness. How you doing?
Doing okay.
I'm sorry. I should have said that. I should have said it in front of Van. I ain't trying to get beat up. Hey, Zuina, good evening. Very good evening.
Good,
thank
bro.
You for coming
good,
to the Get Down tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It is wonderful hearing from you. How is your family?
Everyone is well. Thank you so much.
Excellent. To God be the glory. Thank you so much. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Right.
I believe Van Meadows has a question for you. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, it's my turn? See, I knew it was coming. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I said nothing. I said, it's your turn.
You said, hey, girl. We both heard you. We heard you.
That was a slip. That wasn't even real. That was a slip. I didn't even say nothing.
He did.
That was a slip.
He didn't do nothing. Nothing.
I do nothing.
See, I told you. He did nothing. Van is going to give us a moment of that pregnant pause to conduct ourselves.
Yep. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel you. You guys are, an amazing show tonight. I'm loving every minute of it. My cheeks are hurting from laughing so much. You guys are just too funny.
Well, thank you so much. We're glad that we're able to. What my man say? I don't know if some of y'all have seen this movie, but he said, are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We are. Oh,
well,
yes, Zuina, for sure. Yes.
We're going to go ahead and usher you to the mic so that you can go ahead and
get
on down and get your freedom of expression out. So the people can hear you. Because I know I'm dying to hear you. So go ahead and get down. J-Rob, get out of the way.
All right. Thank you. All right, this piece doesn't have a title. I want to be good for you. I do. I want to love every part of you. Be a salve for your scars. I'd like to gift you the brilliance of stars and to kiss the blues off your shoulders and to share you with the caress of the moon. Be full and new as she and I make an audience where your chest is bare. Yeah, I want to be a team player. I want to do my best to be good for you. Like a humble stew, a sip of bitch's brew, I want to compare to a lock of your dear mother's hair. You know, good, exceptional, acceptable, accepted. So much of me requires your proof, and to deserve you, I must be good for you. It feels like nothing less will do. You deserve better. You deserve the softness of rose petals, the presence of jasmine in your oils. You deserve soft kisses on your weary head and a soft bosom to fold into, a cradle of arms to come home to. You deserve a love that makes you never feel alone, too. Alas, here is the bounty of the love you've sown for your own reason, the reaping of a half-assed tilling season, the strangled fruit of a garden unweeded. The bed you made is the one you sleep in, but you deserve better. You deserve to be believed, to be kissed with the faith of an eyelash wish. You deserve to be cleaved with the oneness of one skin, that one flesh type love, enveloped deep in the fit like a glove type love. You deserve forgiveness. You deserve better than the rigidness of our shared cynicism. You deserve a love that holds more weight than your indecision, and I'm willing to give everything but up to give it. I'm trying to be good for you. for the chance to take in your every exhalation, for the small piece of peace. You can't begin to comprehend the lengths I'm willing to go to show you that I want to be good for you. I want to be a shiny thing with reflective plastic teeth, ever beaming, automaton, shiny as the pedestal you put me on. I want to be effervescent for you, ever pleasant for you, exceptional, acceptable, accepted by you. I do. At least that's the notion that I conceived when I believed that it was possible, until I found myself searching for my own name and the place where it lived without blame, and the last part of me remained tucked away in the closet on the outside of the cosmos to make room for you. And that's that piece.
Wow. J-Rob.
You go first, Ben. No, you go first, Ben. You go first.
No, you. I know.
I get to go first.
I know why you want me to go first. You want me to go first so that you can swoon over
what?
The words.
What?
And find out the conversation.
No.
It's okay. I'll go first.
No.
Go first.
That's not
first.
It at all.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. You know what? I'll go first. No. No. I'm gonna go
first.
I'll go first. Edwina. No. I'm gonna go. No. It's me. It's my turn. I'm first. Edwina.
Yeah.
Edwina. Yeah. This is J. Rob. Edwina. Girl, you're going to make me write naughty stories about you that ain't true until they come true.
Okay. That sounds delightful.
Remember back in the day when girls wasn't trying to get with dudes and dudes would make up stories about them? And they was like, mm-hmm. I ain't that kind of girl. And he was like, that's not what J-Rob wrote on the bathroom wall.
Oh God!
I'm gonna change your name from Edwina to Lillian, like where Eddie Murphy got. What Eddie Murphy was saying, like Lillian cannot go outside. Lillian can only make love to me. Lillian can only wear that outfit in my presence. I'm good now.
So dumb. She's so dumb.
Oh my God, you're so dumb.
If you heard Van laugh loud, you'll know this is good because Van laughed out loud.
Oh my goodness.
It is your turn, Van.
God.
It is your turn.
Edwina, I love this piece. I love the affirmations. Of what you want to be for him. And I just love the team player vibe that you give in this.
Yeah.
But there was a line in there that was so special. When you talk about you want to be a piece, a lock of his mother's hair, you know, special. I thought that was clever. Oh, I love that line. Beautiful piece. Beautiful ink.
Thank you, Van. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Poetic. And J-Rob,
thank you.
Now, I heard it too. I put my shoes on.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah.
I heard it too.
This is not the Eddie Murphy movie where you walk around going, Kirby! Oh, my God. Where are you, Kirby? Go, Kirby! Did you lose your dog?
However, okay. After she does her poetry, man, I feel like Bugs Bunny when he's just running around going, someone's a rock in my dream, though. Someone's amazing my dreams. We were sailing along, peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Just saying. I'm just saying. She brings it out, man.
I know it. It's okay.
You
it's
guys
okay.
are so sweet. Thank you.
Zuina, before we get you to the dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on Monday nights in Epiphany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. So I am the queen of King and Queen's Quarters every Monday night at 9 p.m. This Monday, our topic is people, places, and things. Whatever your perspective might be on that topic. And, again, that is Monday nights at 9 p.m. here on Epiphany Radio. Back to you guys.
All right.
Without
thank
laughing.
You so much.
She can't even say that. She's laughing.
I know it's coming. It's residual. I can't get your smile off of my face. You guys have had me cracking up this whole night. It's stuck. My smile is
good,
stuck. Thank
good.
You both.
You're more than welcome. Now get out there on the dance floor and take your smile and go ahead and move
all
your
right.
move your feet, move them legs, move your hips. Hey.
All right.
Get out there on that dance
yes,
floor.
Sir. I
one
sure
love,
will.
One
love. One love, one mic, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
One love,
that's
one mic.
Zuena on her way to the dance floor. Oh, man. Hey, man. Next up, J-Rob. You're going to love this just as much as I am. We've got our guy, DSR Zone, ooh. Mr. Rebel P. Jones. What's good, Rebel?
Hey, yo.
Yo. Thank you for waking up today, bro.
Thank you for waking up, Daddy. It's good to hear your voice,
thank
boy.
Thank you for waking up today.
Yes, sir.
Good to hear you, bro.
What's going thank on, you, fellas?
Tonight's
I'm doing
a great night. It's just
how
getting
doing,
better,
man?
Brother.
I'm doing okay, I guess. Up and down, you know how life goes.
Absolutely.
Hey, but you woke up this morning, so it's been a great day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it actually has. The weather's been beautiful here in Michigan. It's been sunny Michigan. Yeah, everything's all right. However, my mind is different than me. My mind is lost in thoughts. Lost in thoughts.
Okay.
So me and Van, you know what? We ain't even going to introduce you. Me and Van just going to get out the way and let you jump off the springboard and get on down with that.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm about to get down. Because, see, there is a silent script within this show they call life. Spoken ever so loudly within this mind that painfully tears me apart inside as if I captured the essence of madness before each poetic rite. But in the same instance, in this dark madness helps me travel closer towards the light despite the traveled distance as I walk armored upright through the center of each and every fight. A warrior's heart, the giant's presence, a lion's roar when truth is spoke. I've got absolutely everything to lose, but that's life, and chances need to be taken if you want to move ahead and do more than just get by. See, check to check ain't working no more. I wish to give this family of mine a bigger piece of the pie. Shit, they deserve that. My family feeds my spirit's life, my moms, my kids, my squad. That's life. It's my job in this crazy world to teach, protect, and provide. But sometimes in life it's easy to fall off the beaten path or get lost along the way as unsteady waters begin to tremble, waves of a chaotic future due to repeated wrongs done in the past. How do you really ready your seed for the unknown if you don't look outside the box of everything you've ever been taught and told? Somewhere along the line, you start to realize most of what you once considered truths are fantastic lies that were gift-wrapped and sold. It gets so cold in this mold that I, a celestial energy, does currently reside and have and to hold until this material realm has use for me no more. When I'm forgotten about one day and just a rambling old body mindlessly wandering this world, recognizing I'm just merely a man that walks within the shadows of the omnipotent. This rock we walk upon this place and decide to defile and deface this poison by man's hands, oceans that don't even belong to us. But look at us. We look back at ourselves with distaste. Our past, our history, tells the tale of a hard-headed version of people that never seem to learn their lesson. How about that? I'm sitting here in my rebel stance. I'm stressing, I'm fighting as I'm writing, searching for every light for a new lesson for the adolescents to carry on and teach an old way in a manner that it appears an original suggestion. Be kind to each other. Have some compassion for your fellow man in every part of this planet. I am Rebel Jones from DSR all damn day. Peace.
All right, Rebel. Congregation. All right, congregation. This
can
is the
I
moment.
Get it? Amen. Can
pass
I get
around
an amen.
The collection plates and go ahead and pay your tithes and offering, because we done had the sermon. We don't even need another song from the choir. But what we do need is for the collection plate to be filled up so that we can pay the guest preacher of the evening for coming through and delivering this message unto the masses listening here. Rebel
Bro. When he did this van. You know DMX got this song called Lord Give Me a Sign.
Yep.
I'm listening to Rebel P, and that's all I'm hearing in the background. As he's spitting, and then there's a part where he growled and groveled with his voice.
Yep.
Let me know what's on your mind. Lord Give Me a Sign, and he's just going in. Yeah, that song's going on the event page dedicated to you, Rebel.
I appreciate that, man. I miss you, Cats. I miss you, Cats. I wish I could get on more, but I miss you, Cats, man.
We miss you too, bro.
We miss you. We miss you too. We miss you.
Yo, I was telling Gina, besides my own show and Nyla's Speakeasy, you guys are my favorite show to get on, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't do the social media no more, so I don't be seeing what y'all be doing on the social side. So I look forward when I can get on to your show, man.
Bro, whenever you are able to get on the show, the blessing belongs to me and Van.
Yes, and sir.
Oh, man, you're too kind,
man. It's a treat. Well, you already know how I feel about you, bro. You family. So it's an absolute treat having you come on our show and bless us with your talents, man. And just, again, want to say thank you for that, because you have to. And we appreciate what you do.
Thank you, man.
It means a
thank
whole lot.
Thank you for having a place for people like me.
Man.
Thank you for having a spot for people like myself, man.
Always.
There's always a seat at the table, brother.
Yes, sir.
Real.
So.
Like I was saying.
Well, I appreciate that.
Passed, and, you know, we got a table to eat at. You're going to eat at it. That's how it is.
Now, before I get pushed down to the dance floor, let me know if Rain is still down there or not, because if she is, I might have to take my collar off.
Bruh, she down there, bro. She down there.
I will hold your collar. I will hold your
Watch
collar.
Watch out, Rain. Watch out, Rain.
All right, Rebel P, we're going to get you down to the dance floor, man. You can do what it is you do, but before we let you go, we got to say thank you. For waking up today.
Oh, thank you for waking up today, fellas. You know, y'all the guys of the ink, man, so I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
One love, one mic, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, peace. That is our good brother DSR's own Rebel P. Jones. Hey, man, we're going from one powerful poet to another powerful poetess. Ladies and gentlemen, J-Rob, Gwen C. is in the building.
Hey.
Hey, Gwen C.
Hey, poet.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Look, I got to say, A Place for Us, that's dope. And Queen's poems are always beautiful, and her flow is always dope. I love hearing her.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
Y'all are sort of crazy. Y'all out of control tonight.
That's
Jay Brown.
That don't be
me. He handed me a script. He said, Van, don't go off this script. Follow this script. I said, okay. I'm following it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He is so untelling the untruth of that story. He told me not to go off script. He was like, you know how you get. Don't talk to your mother. And just stick to the script. And I was like, okay. I'm just trying not to get fired.
That's all I'm saying. I'm trying not to get fired, too.
Yep. I came to do two things.
Okay.
Go on.
The first one is I came to restore balance to the fucking universe. And the second thing is I'm going to renege on a poem promise I made a couple weeks ago to do that.
Well, J-Rap. I think we'll see you to the mic.
How they say their French friend?
I mean, it ain't that serious. I'm not going to restore that much balance to the universe, but you know.
It's all good. Do your thing, baby. Do your thing.
Thank you. I want to write for the heart that wants to date my poetry. I want to scribe ink into the soul of he who wants to fall in love with my poetry. I want to be kissed by lips of man who speaks my poems in his dreams, saying just enough words as he requests me to recite for him, meaning he dreams about me. Somewhere in the Bronx, I'm interrupter of sleep or night's invitee. I want to be loved by the one who loves my poetry, be massaged by fingertips of he who loves to flip my pages, he who loves the flick of my wrist in my journal and when I touch him. I want to be to him what typewriter was to authors in the 1880s. Make him feel better. He decides when I get wetter, thus I'm the first to hear whispers of his poems as he awaits my interpretation. He who will slide two fingers to pull letters from my core duration. I want to build anticipation that will never resolve. I want to be loved by poet who erects peace for me, be loved by poet who writes a piece for me, be loved by poet who works to share peace with me rather than rob me of it. Sorry, I can't help but laugh. He be the poet, the author, the wise one, ready to co-sign and ad-lib the piece I spit. Together we evolve rejuvenation. I want to be loved by the poet who God created to serve me lines of truth, having me snorting them when I've never even been capable of drugs. But for his diction I fiend, I want to be so open with each movement he strokes love letters onto my wall, so in love my ink comes for him when he lays pen for me, or I come for him when his palm and thumb squeeze my ass, perfect grip, sign of passion, slight bruise. I want to be lined, straight or curved, any position he choose. I want our love to be so deep, our stanzas take us to heat, debate, so we can come together in poetic truth. I want to drain ink from him and kiss him so long that it flows back into him, replenished. I want to love the poet on the brink of, on the edge of, never ceasing to love me, the famous poet who only writes for me, who wants to let his ego love me, the poet who will forgive my complexion because he completely wants to do all the complex things with me. We make complex so smooth like the original Pentel RSVP. I want to guard while I sit on him, massaging his shoulders, kissing haikus onto his neck, tonguing sonnets onto his chest, rearranging all my words to verbs to set the stage, as my desire to fulfill his desires means I'll act on anything, removing all letters from my vocab, leaving empty mouth space to savor J, as I sample the top 10 reasons A to J as to why I adore him. Maybe this is an ode. Reinvigorate. I want to write for the fine-ass intelligent poet, the one who gets lost in my transparency and protects my vulnerability with his consistency, who shows this chick from the city of Ali how great he is while understanding I already know how great he is. I love his smile. He's super sexy. The one who gets lost when we P-O-E-M-I-N-G, he loves it there inside me, the wet, the warmth, my lips harmony like poetry, so he never questions our legitimacy. In my mind, we're already kissed. In my mind, we've already made love like prophecy. We found each other in pitch black Arabian night year 1017. In times of no electricity and only slight candle flicker, we were power. We saw the world through each other. Together, we made light. When he came, it was like the most pleasing death to me. It was rebirth and coming, like coming and coming again. Penetration 4 days, October 13th through October 17th. Can we repeat? Do you want to? Like, I want to be in love with you. Can we escape in 2022? You know the drill. Mark that X. Hopefully you thrill me with a yes and pencil me in. I'm awaiting your RSVP. Oh, in peace, my bad.
No, don't apologize. Man, that was fire.
Yeah, no, I always mean not to laugh when I write this shit. Everyone to laugh in the poem. I'm just
That's a lot to unpack.
Man, it was great. It's great. First of all, I love the way your pen and your ink was flirting with the other poetry. That's some dope stuff. I'm just going to tell you right now, that is so freaking dope. And the way that you put this piece together is, oh, my God, it's beyond words. Very rarely am I speechless. Very rarely. But I'm on the brink of being totally to hearing that piece.
Jay Brown. Thank you.
Peace. Wow. She gave names and dates and intuitive insights to poetic dreams that have yet to come true from fairy godmothers that will sprinkle dream dust on the lips of the pen before it is executed in verbal connection. Damn. I'm having a tall glass of damn. That was dope. That was absolutely dope.
Thank you. I hope there's balance in the universe, in the Epiphany universe.
Oh, there's definitely balance.
There's balance.
Okay.
Muy de nada. Gracias, mi amor.
Je ne parle pas espagnol. We should parle.
No, she said Spanish. Don't know. No, no, she said it's Spanish. No.
We should parle français beaucoup. No, espagnol.
That should be in a form too.
Absolutely. We're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. So that you can cut the rug over there. It's a party over there, Gwen. It's a party on that dance floor.
No.
All right. One love, one mic. Thank you. Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Just wow. All right.
Yeah,
the last poet of the... She did. The last poet of the evening, y'all. Happens to be Mr. Tuesday Night. He is the host of War Council, Honey Dripper 2.0, Fly Speak, Hidden, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year, and all that other good. You know what?
Starsky and Hutch, Africa Bambaataa, Grandmaster Flash, Eminem, Dr. J, King Arthur, The Last Night
Stuff.
You know. Mahabi. DJ Chocolate Strawberry Kisses. Just Mr. Everything Man. Tony Stark.
Harvey. Y'all know I'm no position to sit here and argue with y'all. And I'm trying to keep all my wins so I can talk. So I ain't going to be a lot of arguments and stuff going on. But, you know, I'm all sick, bored, breathing hard and heavy, and tough. Anyway, gentlemen.
Sir?
What's up, Bob?
Listen, before we go anywhere else, are you going to be okay? Does anybody need to come out there, bring you some eucalyptus, bring you some spearmint oil? Bring you anything to like help alleviate with that pain in your chest to help ease your breathing?
So let me ask you this question. Why would I tell you to come if you know that I'm sick? You know what it is. You know I'm having the damnedest. Why would I want to give it to you?
I could just leave it at the door and run.
Okay. That's dick shit. But okay. I'm going to leave it at the door and run. No. You wait till I get better. I mean, you can come visit me. Do all that stuff, you know. But it's okay.
Praying for your healing, bro.
Extremely.
I'm gonna get there. Listen, I'm going to get there. I don't give a crap. Like, listen, out of all the shit and all the things that have been happening to people with this shit, I feel I'm very fortunate. I just have to get through this whole thing. And they're like, yeah, COVID pneumonia. I was like, what? Who are
COVID
talking?
Pneumonia? What the hell is that?
Yeah,
that's
crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's a thing.
No, seriously, that's a thing?
Yeah, man.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Yep.
It's a
holy shit, I didn't know.
Do the research.
I really didn't know.
Anyway, that's besides the point. Gentlemen. So I'm not going to be here long because I, like, have to maintain my wind and all that good shit and breathe in and breathe out, do all kinds of stuff and practice all the
breathe in, breathe out. Oh, my bad. Flashback.
That's not
you
funny.
Got served. Flashback. My bad, bro.
That's not funny. I'm just not as hopped up as I was yesterday. Yesterday I was hopped up. I was mad hopped up. But I'm not hopped up today. I don't have all that breath that I had yesterday. But anyway.
Cool.
To the peace.
Go ahead and get on down, man. Go ahead and get on down.
Okay, hold it. You want something new? Or semi-new?
Tonight is freedom of expression, bro. It's all about you.
Whatever you want to do, baby. Whatever you want to do, it's all you.
Y'all are interesting. Okay, hold on for a second. Yo, how did this just happen? That's one of the wackest things be happening to me all the time. Okay, here we go. Just tell me if this is too loud. Can you hear it? Yeah, I can't hear it.
No.
Can you hear it?
Yes, I can.
Have you ever tried to catch a butterfly? They are not meant to be held. The magic of dust flies off their wings. They become grounded. This thing of celestial beauty cast down the earth like Icarus, flying too close to the sun, wings singed, falling out of the sky. We hold on too tight. We are so focused on holding on, we forget how much hurt, who and what we are holding. We physically damaged, though our hurts don't speak. They are screaming for love to return. Behind my eyes swims the memory of a rivet rapid, white water swirling, emotions troubling about how love was the only thing that could save me. The piece of your kiss still kills me. The little death falling between sweet breaths that splashed before me as I navigated your heart. For each moment stolen, I would fear you leaving me. I bleed easily. I carried the logic of broken, spoken only after I shatter, like love didn't matter. I speak my heart in quiet whispers. I miss the gossip like chatter. Media social, third strike, next batter, I'm out. I long forgot what it felt like to be knitted into your skin, to be walled with pride that only creation brings. The way that pride sings and says, I made me. I make with me. I am here. I am not lonely. Grow with me. As I navigated your heart, for each stolen moment, I would fear you leaving me. I bleed easily. I speak my heart in quiet whispers. I long forgot what it felt like to be knitted into your skin. Be worn with pride that only creation brings. The way pride sings and says, I made you. I make the change. I am here. I am not lonely. Grow. Thank you.
is this a new piece?
New to you.
He said new to you.
I mean,
sir,
obviously.
New to
obviously,
you, sir.
New to you, sir. I see he's still in rare form, sick and all.
He may be sick, but his pen is sicker.
Right.
He said, new to you,
right,
sir. What the hell?
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing no jokes because I know you're not feeling well. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, he started the joke, J-Rod. What you mean? New to you. He started it.
He said new to you,
deserves,
motherfucker.
He deserves
new to
go
you.
Ahead and cough up a lung, Mr. Channeling Samuel L. Jackson right now.
He said new to you, motherfucker.
Nah, but don't get behind. I love the piece. I love the musical accompaniment. Was they were perfect together, man. Perfect together, J-Rap.
Cuzzo, even when you're sick, you're sick. This is still a really dope piece, and I know it's new to me, but still, this is a really dope piece, bro. All jokes aside, I ain't trying to catch that heat. This is a really, really, really dope piece, man, and it's just splendidly romantic, bro. It's just a dope ink. So thank you, bro.
Yeah, I was trying to calm down off of the stuff I was on yesterday, because I was taking very bad. So I was like, let me chill, relax. And I said, I'm logged on super late, because you know, y'all gotta eat. That kid, I was like, he must be already through everything, because he's like bouncing off walls and shit, and I'm sitting there like, you ain't tired. he's like no. He's like, can I go outside? I was like, no. I was like, no, it's not. That's not how this works. Anyway, that being said,
we appreciate you, but she needs to let everybody know what's happening Tuesday night, because we got two minutes of showtime left. So let everybody know what's jumping off Tuesday night.
If I can get through this weekend in one piece, then we're gonna interview Jessica Holter from the Pawnee Poets and yay, do some poetry, and then you know, Honey Drip 2.0, Kiss, you know, Lady Servant, and then we're gonna do some other special stuff at the other thing. But you know, hey, fun stuff. All right, so gentlemen, I gotta go. My nose is hot and I'm stuck. So thank you for having me. God bless you. Good night. Peace.
God bless you. Good night. Peace.
Peace,
King. Hello, mate. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, that is Mojave. Man, what a dynamite show tonight, J-Rob. Oh, man, I had a ball. I needed this.
Man. Yes, sir. This was needed for the laughter, for the poetry, the poets, the new poets, the old poets, and the ones that came back and blessed us this evening. Outstanding. The rest is on you tonight. Talk to him.
Absolutely. One love, one mic, y'all. Thank you so much for coming out. Join Epiphany Radio. Join us tomorrow night. Iron Sharpens Irons with your host, Anonymity, and guest host, La Perla Negra. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. J-Rob, I love you, boy. Couldn't do this without
you.
King. What a dynamic show with all these poets, all these callers, all these listeners. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. One love, one mic. Peace.
Peace, y'all.